In the headlines, over 200 workers at a South Coast hotel reportedly to be laid off. The Labour Minister announces new minimum standards for pay and conditions of workers in the tourism sector. Government takes to Parliament a national policy on ageing, warning that Barbados faces what's described as an ageing time bomb. And Barbadian Shade Williams fails to medal in the women's 400 metres Olympic final. This is the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore, says 200 workers at a South Coast hotel are facing redundancy. She made the announcement during a media briefing outside Parliament.
There are over 200 workers in the sector that are facing redundancy from one establishment in the hotels alone. Over 200 workers. And why it's so easy for them to do it is because this is the one establishment that has been undermining every effort of the union to organize the workers. Even when on October 4th last year, we were on the South Coast. So it's the South Coast establishment in St. Lawrence Gap that has not allowed the workers to join so that their discussions can be with the workers. So they went and had consultations with the workers to tell them that their contracts are up, they will be going home.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. Meantime, government has announced new minimum standards for pay and conditions for workers in the tourism sector. The standards have been outlined by Minister of Labour and Social Security Colin Jordan in a ministerial statement delivered in the House of Assembly today. The minister said the move demonstrates the government's commitment to the workers in Barbados's visitor and accommodation sector. Setting out the background to the move, Minister Jordan disclosed that several tourism businesses had opted out of the collective bargaining agreement established between the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association and the Barbados Workers Union. The minister says since the hospitality sector benefits from government concessions, the BWU recommended that similar terms be set for the tourism industry as applies to construction companies that are awarded state contracts. The terms appear to bind tourism businesses to the conditions of the Barbados Workers Union collective agreement, whether or not they opt out of that pact.
Some of the conditions of work based on the existing collective agreement are work schedules must be written. Additionally, other than in exceptional circumstances, written schedules must be posted and communicated to workers no later than 48 hours before the beginning of the work week. A night differential of $1.50 shall be paid to an employee for every hour of his or her rostered or requested shift that falls between 11 o'clock p.m. and 7 o'clock a.m. An employee who works on his or her day off or rest day shall be paid at double his or her normal rate of pay.
The minister detailed some of the minimum weekly pay rates.
Room attendance in a luxury establishment, $412.49. And these are weekly rates, as I said, minimum weekly rates. General worker in an A-class establishment, $340. A bell person in a B-class establishment, $340. Receptionist in an A-class establishment, $399.53. A waiter in a luxury establishment, $447.33.
Minister of Labour and Social Security, Colin Jordan. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, warns that Barbados faces what he calls an ageing time bomb. Tabling in Parliament a national policy on ageing, Minister Humphrey said the population of Barbados is ageing at a faster rate than that of any other country, presenting several challenges that require urgent attention. He told the House of Assembly that the rate at which the country is aging should cause everyone concern because it has policy implications due to, among other things, people living longer and having fewer children.
The need for us to have this policy conversation is obvious. I've already outlined the fact, sir, that our society is aging and aging fast. Sir, I've also outlined that the situation is dire because a number of our older persons are in need of care. What we've done in Barbados, and we did it very well, sir, we extended life. People live longer. But what we did not do is reduce morbidity. So you've decreased mortality, but you've increased morbidity. People are living longer, they're sicker. Many Barbadians, sir, dealing with issues that are treatable. Many of us presenting at the hospital or the doctors too late, sir.
The minister detailed key aspects of the policy.
So these pillars are community care and supporting social services, health services and medical care. And you're going to hear me repeating these, sir, throughout this presentation, sir. The community care and supporting social services, health services and medical care, financial and economic security, treatment of elder abuse and related threats, physical and built environment. This is in relation to housing and their capacity to be able to get by and so on. Preparation for natural disasters, pandemics and other related emergencies and legislation for protecting and supporting the elderly, sir.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital has issued a reminder to the public that mask wearing is mandatory in its clinical spaces. A notice issued by the hospital says this is to ensure the health and safety of patients. The clinical areas include the accident and emergency department, outpatient clinics, the pharmacy, QEH wards, patient rooms, treatment areas, and any spaces where clinical care is provided. The QEH notice, which has been issued against the background of the global spread of new COVID-19 variants, states that masks are a crucial measure to protect against the spread of infections and to safeguard everyone in the facility. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital release also encourages visitors and patients of the QEH to observe general personal protection practices throughout the hospital, including regular hand washing or use of hand sanitizer and maintaining physical distance where possible. Barbadian Shade Williams has finished outside of the medals in the women's 400-meter finals at the Paris Olympics. Williams, the first Barbadian female to reach the finals of an Olympic track event, finished seventh in the race that was won by Marilidi Paulinho of the Dominican Republic in a new Olympic record of 48.17 seconds. Sportsmax TV called the race.
This feature is projected to pass north of Barbados.
At this point, Shadia Williams running a measured race. She'll have a lot of work to do in the last 200 meters. Paulino is coming forward to take control. Nasser is fighting her off, but the Dominican Republic star girl is in front by 3 to 4 meters. Oh, she looks unbeatable at this point. Look at her stretch the field out. Shadia Williams is on the inside in about fifth at the moment, but Paulino is big and in charge. 48.17 Olympic record. Nasser second, 48.53. 48.98 for Kashmirik, and Shadi Williams for Barbados, 49.83 in seventh spot.
Your race commentator from Sportsmax TV, Lance Whitaker. And the Barbados Meteorological Services is closely monitoring the progress of an area of interest in the central tropical Atlantic. Meteorologist Raquel Davis notes, however, that there are no watches or warnings associated with the system. She tells Barbadians what they can expect when the system passes early next week.
And Tuesday, the 13th of August, 2024. This feature is projected to pass north of Barbados sometime on Monday, the 12th, and Tuesday, the 13th of August, 2024. During this time, light winds are likely across the island with the possibility of a localized activity. Due to the light winds, warmer temperatures may result in some heat stress. Model guidance currently suggests that the feature should emerge from the monsoon as a tropical wave sometime on Sunday, the 11th of August, 2024. There is some deviation regarding the intensity, however, environmental conditions are expected to be marginally favorable for some slow development as it tracks west-northwestward from early next week.
Meteorologist with the Barbados Meteorological Services, Raquel Davis. The plane has crashed in the Brazilian state of Sao Paulo, killing all 58 passengers and four crew on board. The plane was flying from Cascavel in the southern state of Paraná to the main airport in Sao Paulo city when it came down in the town of Vinhedo. Top story, over 200 workers at a South Coast hotel reportedly to be laid off. And Barbadian Shade Williams fails to medal in the women's 400 meters Olympic final. More news at 9:30 this evening. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network news at your fingertips or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 2462566397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.